Are you an entrepreneur that would like to quickly free up and create more cash flow and lasting wealth? Welcome to the Chris Miles Money Show. Chris Miles is a cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur. Chris will teach you how to create more freedom and more prosperity right now, not about saving 25 to 40 years from now. It's all about creating wealth and prosperity today. He's been featured on U.S. News, CNN Money, Bankrate.com, interviewed internationally on TV and radio, and has a high reputation for getting his clients fast, life-altering financial results with his company, Money Ripples. Learn more at MoneyRipples.com. Now, here's your host, Chris Miles.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to the Chris Miles Money Show. This is your host, Chris Miles. We're all about creating freedom, prosperity, better quality of life today. And especially those that you do what you love, and you want to do it more, we want you to be able to have that freedom, have that cash flow, to be able to do what you love and work because you love it, not because you have to make money. That's the whole focus, to create that freedom and prosperity in your life right now, not 30 or 40 years from now. Hey, I'm excited today because this is a great episode. One, this is episode number 50. And so congratulations, we have made it to episode number 50 here. It's almost been one full year since we started this show, and I appreciate all you listeners that have been on, that have stuck with us and been a great support for us along the way. And those have asked great questions that have inspired these very topics that we talk about today. And so I want to talk about a subject today, which is called the Avengers Principle. Now, I love this topic because this is something that I've learned firsthand to be very powerful. And so I want to ask you this question. Is what does Facebook, Uber, Alibaba, the Piano Guys, Pentatonix, and the Avengers all have in common? Now, while you're thinking about that answer here, I also wanted to have you consider a story that I've actually experienced myself. Some of you have actually been to my events. If you haven't, I strongly recommend it. But I have some events that are called the Wealth Empowerment Intensive. And for this day and one-third, we do usually a Thursday evening and then a Friday all day when we do this event. I kick off this event on Thursday night by playing a game that's called the Abundance Game. And in this game, it's very similar to cash flow. If you guys have ever played the cash flow game that Robert Kiyosaki created, if you haven't, it's kind of like Monopoly, but without all the competition. It's not so much you trying to destroy people and make them go bankrupt, but your goal is essentially how to get everybody out of the rat race and then who ends up serving the most. So the person that ends up serving the most at the end of the game, when everybody's gotten out of the rich class into the life of freedom, those are the people that actually win the game. And so there's two different elements going on. There's the element of your own financial situation going on, and especially if you play with me live, I like to throw in a few curves just to make it more real life. But it's always focused around that. So there's very much not just a financial piece, but there's also a mental and a spiritual piece to it as well. And many people, when they start to play this game, and I don't want to be a spoiler here because you got to experience it yourself. But even if you have played it, or even if you're going to play it, it probably won't spoil too much. But a lot of people will get caught up in the numbers. They'll get caught up in the finances and trying to get themselves out of that rat race, so to speak, right? And as they do so, they forget that the real key to getting through that faster, to be able to win that game faster, is actually by helping elevate all the people around you at the table, to essentially open your eyes and see who's around you, to see what the needs are at the people around your table. But so often we get caught up in getting just stuck with the numbers and trying to figure out how to get yourself out of the rat race so then you can finally look around and start focusing on what's going on with everybody else. And the people that play the game realize after a while, they say, wait a minute, if I start focusing on the people around the table sooner and we all work together, we can actually get out faster together. And that's really what the Avengers Principle is all about. If any of you have seen the movie The Avengers or know what that is, those are the group of superheroes that come together. And I like to think of, especially with movies, because I am a movie buff, you know, there's the movies like The Hulk, which both Hulks kind of bombed. You know, one did better than the others, but they weren't great. There's Captain America. There's Iron Man. I'm blanking out right now with some of the different Avengers. I mean, all these kind of characters are coming together, right? All coming together to try to eventually work together as a team to help save the planet. And that's what the movie The Avengers is about. I find it interesting that in real life, at the box office, the Avengers actually did better than even Thor did. Thor didn't do that great in theaters. You know, Iron Man actually did pretty good. That was the one that did the best. You know, Captain America was okay, but the Hulk didn't do great either. A lot of these movies didn't do great, but the Avengers, that one people went to go see. And you have to wonder, why is that? Why do people like it so much better? I mean, was it just the acting? I mean, there were the same actors. Was it just the director? Or was there something about the storyline, something about the movie that just got people excited? Was there something just cool about Hulk punching Thor? You know? Or what was it? Like, what was it that got people inspired? And my personal opinion is that it's because of that teamwork, that camaraderie, when they finally were able to come together and work together as a team, they were more powerful together than they were separate. And isn't that true in real life? I mean, although we can be very strong and stand in our own power individually, it's amazing what happens when a group of individuals that stand in their own power come together and create something new, something amazing, something beautiful, something incredible, something impactful that's able to change the world. And that's what I'm talking about with this Avengers principle is how do we come together and start working together instead of trying to work separately? Because in the game of life, many of us get caught up in just playing our own game. We get caught up in our own lives and our own concerns and what's going on with our finances and how we're able to deal with that and our own problems and our own family. And a lot of times we forget to look outside of ourselves. You know, there was a movie that came out years ago. It wasn't that popular, but it was called 10,000 BC. And there was a you know, kind of a caveman-like character, the main character, who was a son of a father that abandoned his village, his tribe. And he was mad at him. And there was a friend of that character that said, listen, most people draw a circle around themselves. Some might even draw a circle around their tribe. But there's those few, those very few, like your father, that drew a circle around the whole world. And one thing I would just tell you is that if you really want to create true wealth in your life, you've got to figure out how to include others into your circle. How do you bring others in? Don't look so much at just what's there or what you want to create yourself, but look around at what's bigger. And I bring in those companies I mentioned, you know, Uber and Alibaba and Facebook and the piano guys, Pentatonix and the Avengers. I brought them all up because what they have in common is that they actually are creating things with others. For example, think of Facebook. Do you realize that Facebook creates no real content? All of us are actually responsible for creating content for Facebook, which has now become a multi-multi-billion-dollar company that's created essentially nothing but just a platform for people to share. You know, Uber. Some of you might have used Uber before. Uber is the private car service. It's the alternative to getting a taxi cab. Often is about half the price sometimes to be able to get a car to come pick you up at some location. Do you realize that Uber owns zero cars? Unlike taxi services that own their vehicles, own their taxi cabs, Uber owns zero vehicles. They contract drivers to go and bring their own vehicles that meet certain standards, and that's how they actually do it. They have no assets that way. Alibaba, you know, maybe you've probably heard them in the news lately, especially with Google and everything. You know, people wanting to buy them out, right? And you know, Alibaba is like the big e-commerce site for China. They're kind of like they're basically like a big playground for a bunch of businesses and people to sell their merchandise, products, and services. And again, they offer none of their own products and services. Their product and service is to let other people provide their products and services. I mentioned Pentatonix. One of the coolest a cappella groups out there, I swear. I love them to death. If you haven't checked out YouTube, you should check them out. But they're awesome. They're all great singers. But together, they're amazing. Same thing with the piano guys. I actually remember these guys originated here in Utah. I remember moving to Utah the first time and seeing on the billboard guys like John Schmidt, who was a piano player of the piano guys. And I remember thinking, who is this John Schmidt guy? I have no clue who he is. Honestly, I don't care. But then all of a sudden, about I believe it was 2008, I think it was when they did it. But they created a YouTube video, him and Steven, I always forget his name, but everybody knows who he is usually. But the cello player, all of a sudden, John Schmidt gets together with a cello player. They play a mashup of "Viva La Vida" and "Love Story" by Taylor Swift. So Cole plays "Viva La Vida" and then Taylor Swift's "Love Story." They mash it together. They actually didn't quite have the right permission, so they weren't able to keep it on Facebook. But just that star got millions of hits on their YouTube channel and started building a following. And now they've basically done all cover songs. They don't even really create their own songs. John Schmidt, he plays some of his. You know, there's a little bit of their own. But they might just put their own twist on songs that already exist. Do you understand the power of that? Is that a lot of the biggest things happening right now in the world are things that people didn't even create, so to speak. Their creation is creating something that leverages other people, involves other people, whether it be other people's products or services, their intellectual property, their ideas, or their music, whatever it might be. And Pentatonix is no exception. Pentatonix also does cover songs. And look what's happening. Even in the music industry, even outside of them, think about this. You realize that some of the coolest songs right now are a lot of times duets, that a lot of times are people that will say, they'll have the main artist featuring so-and-so, right? Like Uptown Funk, it features Bruno Mars, but he's not the main artist on that, right? I mean, you see all these people collaborating and coming together. There is power behind that collaboration. And in a world right now where people are believing that polarization is the answer, even in business and marketing, they're telling you, you got to polarize people. You got to make people either love you or hate you. You got to polarize them and make them mad and angry. Hasn't there been enough division already? Because when we divide ourselves, we weaken ourselves. We don't need more polarization. There's plenty of that just by looking at the U.S. government. We need to have people come together. We need to have each other. All of us need to band together and find ways to serve one another. And as you've heard me say time and time again, if you want to create real wealth, is that dollars follow value. When you create value for other people, dollars can follow that. Now, I'll give you an example of my own business when this happened. You know, over a year ago, the first quarter of 2014, I had a really rough quarter in my business. What I would normally make in about a month, month and a half, it took me about 3 months to make that same amount of money. And that was just from the year prior, right? And so I looked at that first quarter and I said, this is ridiculous. And I remember I got frustrated because I remember feeling that people were holding back. I remember hearing people say, in fact, I've heard people even say today that they're now coming out from this kind of funk that they went through. But everyone went through this little funk, it seemed like. It seemed like people kind of went into hiding a little bit. They just started withdrawing. They said, you know what? I got out too much. I got to retract and find myself and find my bearings and figure out who I am. There's a lot of entrepreneurs doing this back in 2014. And I remember thinking, my goodness, people need to open up and look around that table, just like the abundance game. They need to look around to see who's playing. And they really weren't doing that. And I remember complaining to a friend. I said, my goodness, I would like if just people would open their eyes and start looking at the bigger picture and seeing how we can all serve one another. And then I realized, I said, you know, why don't I be that example? So I remember last March, this is March of 2014, I started creating a blog. I said, I'm going to refer everybody to every – I'm going to basically refer the people that are my followers to the people that I trust, I know, like, and trust, and I think will do a good job in different areas of business. And so I picked five areas. There's areas of, like, business coaching, for example, sales, marketing, technology, and even finance. And so when I said, hey, here's a great business coach. If you need blank, talk to this person. I would link their website. You know, if you need focus on structure and systems, go talk to this person. I give them their website. If you need help with technology around social media or your marketing, talk to this person. If you need help with sales, talk to this person. If you need help with finances, although I did include me, I said, hey, I'd be an idiot not to put myself in here. But I actually included some of the people that would be considered, quote unquote, my competition. Why did I do that? Well, for one, I realized that there really is no true competition. There is no person there's no company or there's no service or product out there that really is apples to apples unless it's a knockoff. And even if somebody created a knockoff, you would have to ask yourself, well, is it really working? Because if they're just doing a knockoff, well, who cares? Like, who wants that, right? And so I realized, I said, you know, hey, if you resonate with this person, great. They're probably for you and maybe you're not for me. Wonderful. This is a great person. They got good quality, good integrity. Talk to these people and reach out to them. And I remember some of those people I referred to were kind of shocked. They said, wow, Chris, thanks. I didn't know you were going to do that. That's awesome. Now, here's what's interesting. Now, remember, that first quarter was horrible, right? It would have been a decent month, but it were 3 months. So, unfortunately, the total of 3 months was only equal to a decent month. And And so I asked people, so I said, how many referrals do you think I got? Especially when I referred to about 12 to 15 people. And people would say, oh, you probably got a lot. And I said, nope, I got none over the next few months. I did several months later from those same people. But for the next few months, I didn't get a single referral from those people. But what happened is because I opened up that channel of abundance, I was allowing myself to exchange, because exchange creates wealth. The more you're willing to exchange and open up and exchange freely with one another, the more everybody prospers. By doing that, it seemed almost like the universe worked in my favor. It almost seemed like God was working in my favor, to the point where April, so that following that March, that January, February, March that was dry, that following April, I had my biggest month ever in business. And I thought, I don't think this is a coincidence. And what do you think? I mean, do you really think that was a coincidence that happened? Now, if people would have sent me referrals immediately, it would have been really easy to say, well, it's just because they're offering reciprocity. They wanted to pay you back. But isn't it interesting that even though I was referring to lots of people, and even though I didn't get anything back immediately from those people, still, things worked out in the way that I ended up having my biggest month in business. Do you really think that's an accident? Of course not. That is the power of what we're trying to do together here, is that we need to work together to open our eyes, to look around, to see who's around us. Who can we serve? How can we help? Look around you. When we work together as a team, when we start to refer to each other, when we start to try to help each other and offer our gifts and our passions to each other and offer those in a way that creates value and makes everybody's lives improved upon, we can all become better stewards. Everything improves and grows and beautifies and multiplies because we're willing to exchange and work together. And there's an exponential effect that happens when we do so. That is the Avengers principle right there. That is the effect of working together. It's amazing to see what happens. And so I'll tell you, I'll share this one last example here. You know, I was a financial advisor back in the days. Many of you know this. In the early 2000s, I was a financial advisor for 4 years. Now, over this period of time, I remember scarcity set in. I did not want to share at all. People would share stories that say, hey, I did lots better in business when I partnered up with people. And so I would split – so they talk about splitting cases with people and going by twos. So I did that. I would actually bring people along first as trainers and then almost as partners to add that extra layer of kind of the mouths of two or three witnesses, shall every word be established, like it says in the Bible, right? And so I was trying to do that as well. And scarcity was really tough because I knew I was losing half the money I was offering there. But still, that scarcity took me over, and it worked, but it didn't quite work out the way I wanted to. Now, as I started to learn these principles of abundance, I started to really learn these in depth. I remember one of my friends who was mentoring me. He said, "Chris, you know, do you love doing mortgages?" And I said, "No, not really. I love getting the effects. I love teaching about it. I love helping them to get the answer and get the solution, but I really don't like doing the paperwork. I really don't like paperwork at all, still to this day. I'm not a big fan of paperwork. I prefer to have other people that do it better than me do that." Again, another example of this principle here. And so he said, "Well, Chris, if you don't like it, why don't you find somebody who does?" And I said, "Well, that's a novel idea. Maybe I should." And I remember in scarcity, I didn't want to do that. It was really hard to want to share in that money. But I'll tell you what, when I did that and I started to have a person who was really good at the back end, really good with the numbers and doing the paperwork, and then myself really helping people see the big picture and see how it makes sense, he didn't have to do a whole lot of the work that way. He didn't have to do a lot of the convincing. He just had to match them up and get the work done on the back end. And so I asked him, I said, "Hey, would you be willing to split 50% on this, where you get 50 and I get 50? And I was mortgage licensed at that time. And he said, "Yes, absolutely." So we did. Crazy thing is, I started making more money doing mortgages, partnering up that way, than I did trying to do it myself. So I worked more. I actually worked less hours, made more money. I think the same also was true for him. Although he definitely worked on the back end, he didn't have to find new clients. He had to expend a lot of energy to find them because I was feeding it to him. And it created this great partnership together. And I realized if I could do it with him, who else could I do that with? And I started partnering up with lots of people, say, "Hey, you're an amazing person. I want you to succeed. And I know that when you succeed, I can succeed as well. And we would make an agreement on the back end that if it were possible, we'd do compensation. And voila, the next thing you know, I have this whole referral network. Now, I've changed a little bit of how I do things today. It's a little bit different now. You know, I don't have a lot of those licenses anymore. But still, the principle is the same. Like when I refer people in my business, when I have a new client, I'm actually wanting to send them to those people to get the best service. I want to make sure I have the best CPAs on board, the best attorneys, the best investment people, insurance people, mortgage people, you know, the best, you know, some of the best business referrals and people to get business financing and all this kind of stuff. Anything that deals with business or finances, both business and personal, I've got somebody on my team and sometimes two people, just in case one doesn't work out, two people on my team to make sure that they get the best value. And what's cool is the people I'm referring to are happy, of course, because I'm sending them clients. But my clients are also happy because they know they're getting the best people. And even better, they know that I'm not being the one trying to be the jack of all trades like I was as a financial advisor. I wasn't trying to be the person selling you life insurance and health insurance and investments and mortgages and even trying to do debt planning and things like that. I wasn't trying to do it all. In fact, I do better being the guy that sees the big picture and figure out how to make the whole kind of the whole chess pieces work together, to make the whole dance work, how to make the whole team work. I'm kind of like the Mr. Fury from the Avengers, right? I'm the one that's really Nick Fury, the one that's trying to bring the team together and make them work together and work as a team cohesively. And that's been my role, and it's worked really nicely. And see, each of you have some sort of role to fulfill. Each of you can be a blessing in the lives of multiple people, not just the people you serve as clients, but people that maybe there's somebody in business that really needs someone like you to refer to. Maybe you can compliment them. Maybe they might even be considered your competition. You know, for example, I actually like referring people to other people where they say, you know, I need help with maybe more of the energy side of finance, you know, more of the energy or the kind of the emotional blocks around money and things like that. I really don't deal with a lot of emotional blocks and energy. I deal with a little bit and retraining of the mind, but a lot of mine is philosophy combined with strategy. Where a lot of those people, they don't do any strategy, but they do a lot with removing emotional blocks. Great. If you need that, you should probably talk to those people. I'm not your guy. If you want more of the strategies, that one-two punch of philosophy and strategy and having a new way of thinking and going about doing finances, then I'm your guy. Plain and simple. The great thing is we're all here working together, but we've been taught to work apart, especially if you're an American. If you've been in Western society, you've been taught not to work together. You're taught to be rogue. You've been taught to play ping pong, not to see how long you can keep the ball in the air, but to see how fast you can spike the ball and get them not to hit it back, right? It's always about how to win points. But in societies where it's more Eastern societies where they work together, ping pong is meant to be played to see how long you can keep the ball in the air. And that's the same thing here, is that we want to figure out how we can get each other to succeed. It's not monopoly. We're not trying to make each other go bankrupt. In fact, it's the exact opposite if you want to see results in your life. Because if you try to make people lose in their life, you stop the ability for money to flow and exchange. And what will happen as a result, even if it's a gradual result, you will eventually see that you will also be losing out on money too. So if you want greater wealth, you want better prosperity, freedom, you want to have the ability to be able to work in your business because you love it, not because you have to. The key here is working together with other relationships, other people around you. Open your eyes, look around, see who you can serve and how you can best be a blessing in their life and allow others' lives to be blessed because you're working together, not trying to work your own separate game. Hey, this is Chris Miles here. Thank you for listening to Chris Miles Money Show today. Be sure to join us next week and be sure to visit us on our website, moneyripples.com. Check out all the cool stuff we got with blogs, podcasts, and you name it. Hey, appreciate it so much for following us. You have a wonderful, prosperous week, and we'll talk to you later.
Thanks for listening to The Chris Miles Money Show. Don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes and make us a part of your daily routine. And check out our blogs and learn more about Chris, his services, and how we can help you at moneyripples.com. Join us next time on The Chris Miles Money Show.